Okay, Rabbosai, we are in Siman Yud Zayin, Sif Beis, and we are discussing the halachas of tzitzis in terms of who is chayav tzitzis. Yesterday we spoke about the noshim, the women, and I would like to finish this Siman Sif Rabbosai, well, as well as the Siman as well. Some fascinating halachas tonight. One of the really fascinating enigmas, I find it mysterious, it really interesting. Okay, we're going to get to the Ketanim in Sif Gimel shortly, but let me just go over Sif Beis again. Gentlemen, Noshim Avodim Pturim, we said yesterday, Bishim Mitzvah Sin Shaman Goma, we discussed that, time-bound mitzvahs, and they are exempt, Mikol Mokim Roitzim Nat Foy, but if they do want to wrap themselves up in a Vorech Olov, and to make a bracha, we said women are just beyond them, the women are entitled, allowed to make a bracha and put on tzitzis. K'moy b'sham mitzvah shizim agoma, like any other time-bound mitzvahs. Now, ach mechzik yura, we said that it is considered an arrogant kind of a statement by doing so. L'chein ein lohem nishpa lil boish tzitzis, better if they don't put on tzitzis. Hoel v'en echoivas gavur, because it's not a echoivas gavur, they don't really, nobody really has to put on tzitzis, even men. We continue with the words of Shulchan Aruch. Tumtum ve'andriginus. Chayovim betzitzis. Shulchan Aruch says a tumtum ve'andriginus. Tumtum ve'andriginus is both of them for their own reason are considered sofeg zochos sofeg nekeva. The tumtum is a genuine sofeg. Andriginus has got both simonim of both genders. Chayovim is sofeg. They're obligated. They cannot put on. They cannot wear a four corner garment without tzitzis. They may be a zocha. And they may be obligated, so they've got to put on misofek tzitzis. This atfu b'loy bracha, they should make a bracha just in case they are nekevas. Perish with regards to a tumtum loy noydai muzachon nekevas. This is the definition of a tumtum. Is we're not sure if this individual is a male or female. V'andriginus yesh lezachis v'nekevas, but andriginus has got simonim of both genders. V'lefima shenagu in terms of Ramona continues in his says going back to the noshim to the women. V'lefima shenagu noshim levarich mitzvah shem angoma according to our minhag says the Ramona. The Ashkenazi said the European minhag of the Ramona that for time bound mitzvahs women are allowed to make brachas. So too, if they wish to put on tzitzis, women, which we said is not the right thing to do, but if they do, they can and should make a bracha. Yeah, okay, that's in terms of noshim.
Women on outside they would put on tzitzis. So on Shabbos that's not a problem in a place that's not more. Because there are still women kind of.
Yeah. I did see some achronim asking if it becomes loy silbash now. Will it become, because it's not the minig, will it become loy silbash? Interesting question. So if you've got, would it be loy silbash? Probably. Could be. Yeah. So what would happen if it's like a...
Is it just a chet with some mitzvah?
Yeah, no, so it is considered a beged, really. And now that this particular beged is designated for men, exactly, that's it. That's the word. That's it. It becomes now. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, very good.
You could say that lekula or lechumra, really.
Why lekula?
Because it's a siman argument, isn't it? The fact that it's become male is a siman on account of the fact that it's.
So the starting point is as mechsekiyur because they don't have to, and then if it's arrogant statement for them to put on tzitzis. So now that they don't, it leads to it being a yeah, right. Okay, put it that way. Okay. Pardon? Yeah. Feminism. Cotton, how you idealist, Atev Sif Gimel. Rabbosai, watch out for this fascinating sif, which is unique, I think. I can't say Kolatoy Kula, but pretty much close to that. Very interesting sif. Cotton, how you idealist, Atev, a child who is able to put on tzitzis. Yeah, so we're talking about the pre-bar mitzvah. Oviv tzorech likach loy tzitzis lechanuch, her father is obligated to buy him a tzitzis for chinuch. When? What age group are we talking about? V'davke, k'shodi alato, if shtei tzitzis, lefonu v'shtem lachov, if the child is able to put on two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back, that's when the right age group is. Similarly, v'yodea, lechoiz atzitzis, and he's able to hold the tzitzis strings, the chutin, b'yodo in his hand, b'shas kiyashma, when reciting kiyashma. Very interesting. So this, let's get this clear. Shulchan Aruch frequently does that. That he tells at the end of the halachas, He tells us, yeah, okay, so what about chinuch at this stage? You know, what about, is there chinuch for this particular mitzvah? Yes or no? We're learning now, yeah, there is chinuch, and he's even telling us what age. What is the right age? The age is when a child is able to keep the two tzitzit in front, two tzitzit in the back, which I suppose is what age? Yeah.
I would have said it's younger than the first one.
Right. The fact that he's holding on tzitzis, that's probably age, you'd say. Holding on tzitzis. Yeah. What age? Able to hold a tzitzis?
Three.
Yeah, perhaps. Four. And what age to keep the tzitzis, two in front, two in the back? Yeah, it's pretty much automatic. It's no big deal. Yeah, to keep track on it. To be on top of it.
Tell us, Godel.
No, it could even be Talaskotten. The latter of Shtetzitzios, the phone of Shtem Lachov. Okay, he's probably 4 or 6 years old. Now, a couple of points before we get to the key point in this Shulchan Aruch. One point which is to be emphasized is, you see, I understand perhaps, you know, Chinuch starts when a child is able to do the main aspect of the mitzvah. Define the main aspect of the mitzvah when it comes to tzitzis. Atifa. Okay, yeah, I'm with you. The atifa, the putting on of the putting on. Okay, so wearing it. Atifa is menubimakev. Okay, so I understand the first part of the defining element. What if the tzitzis is not clean? Ah, I see. Good, interesting. Yeah. Okay. I hear that. I hear that. I'm with you that there must be that element. If he's not able to keep the Kedusha, to cover it, the respect of the tzitzis, he's obviously too young. Totally with you, yeah. But what I'm seeing here as well, that's an interesting point. Well, what I'm seeing here is that I understand that the tzitzis is always, the mitzvah, chinuch always starts when a child is able to do the key component of the mitzvah. So for instance, when it comes to Dalet Minim, when he's able to hold it, to shackle it, main aspect of the tzitz, of mitzvah Dalet Minim, that's when chinuch starts. What about sleeping in the sukkah? What is the age of chinuch in the sukkah? When he's able to sleep independently, that's chinuch of sukkah. Okay, I'm totally fine with that concept. Here, what we're learning is, the Gemara tells us, defining, so here we're learning, what is the chinuch of tzitzis? Understand the first part in line what you were saying, ito for the equivalent of that, four in the front, two in the front, two in the back, but then he says something else as well. Chinuch starts when he's able to keep the tzitzit in the right position, as well as holding on during Shema. Now, is it ma'akev to hold tzitzit during Shema? Absolutely not. Is it a main aspect of the mitzvah? Absolutely not.
So anytime you know what the tzitzit are, that's the only time when you're actually doing, when you actually have
kavanah. Awareness, consciousness.
Yeah. And that's when the age kicks in. Because you have to have absolute oil behind this, that.
But you, why are you saying that? That if he doesn't...
4-year-old's not old enough.
I'm not clear what you're saying. Is he mekayem the mitzvah before that? Yes or no?
Maybe there's a reason.
Is he mekayem the mitzvah?
No.
Well, he absolutely is. Anybody who wears a four-corner garment, two in the front, two in the back, with tzitzis, is mekayem the mitzvah. No, you don't have to kiss it and hold it to be mekayem the mitzvah. You have a mekayem the mitzvah by wearing it. He tells us that the age of chinuch starts when he can hold it. What do you mean? Let him not hold it. What's the big deal? Why is that a key element in defining the age of chinuch? What if he's unable to hold the tzitzis?
It's not a general guide.
Well, it doesn't sound like from the words of the Gemara the way you're saying. V'davka, and specifically when it's chinuch, v'davka, specifically shodialis atev shtei tzitzis lefonam shteim la'achov ve'yodialecho tzitzis piyoto b'shaz kershma. It sounds very much v'davka. I find it very strange.
It sounds like something novel, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's here. So you've got to actually see it.
So that kavana will be lacking from him, but at the time he's saying those words,
you've got to have kavana. Yeah, but the pardon?
You put it on without seeing it on.
And what if you don't see it? What if you do not see it? Urizimoisa is not. What if a person, we saw a blind person, he's still Mekayim the Mitzvah, we saw Mefuj yesterday. Doesn't tell us you need to see it. Okay, but ideal should be defining the chinuch age. You can do lots of ideal things, So I'm not sure. It's a tzorich in for me. I'm not sure. But now Rabbi Yisrael want to ask another question as well. And that's famously quoted as a unique halacha in the whole of Eirich Chaim. I think it's pretty much unique. Rabbi Yisrael, do we need to put on tzitzis, yes or no? Do you need to put on tzitzis? On the Rabbanon, you need to put on tzitzis?
No.
You do not?
No.
Why not?
Four corners,
as we've been discussing for the last few weeks. If you don't wear a four-corner garment, you've got to... Do you need to buy a tzitzis for your children, for your boys?
No.
You do? But why? Why? You don't have to put it on. It's incredible. It's fascinating. It's incredible. You've got the halacha Rabbi Yisrael over here. It's a one in a million halacha that you do not need to do for yourself, but you must do for your son. Look at the word Shulchan Aruch. Cotton hayodelis atev. Oviv tzorech. A child who is able to wrap himself up, his father must acquire, likach loy, purchase for him, tzitzis lechancho, you must buy tzitzis for your son. He doesn't say anywhere that you must buy tzitzis for yourself. But it does say you must buy tzitzis for your son. It's incredible. Why is that?
Because if you have to buy it for your son,
No, it isn't. There's no Shulchan Aruch telling us. We've been learning in that for weeks. We have not seen any Shulchan Aruch requiring you to buy it Abba Kanfas. If you wear four corners, sure, you need to put on tzitzis. You don't need to buy that kind of garment. It's right, it's good, it's proper, everything. But you don't have to. And here we have our halacha. You don't have to do it yourself, but you've got to do it for your son.
What age would you teach them? Wait till they're
20? 9 years. What age would you? Never. Don't teach them something you don't have to do.
And then they'll never learn it. When they decide to do it, it's going to be too late.
Okay, so what you are saying... Very good. So, very interesting. What you are saying is probably the explanation. But it's a very, very big chiddush. You are telling us like this. What you are saying is, if I can rephrase it, is that it's got to have that kind of loch. Yes, it's unique. Yes, it may seem bizarre. Yes, it's something very unexpected. But since... It is optional, so if you just keep it optional, then your son will never learn that halacha, will never learn that mitzvah. So therefore, Chomim Taka indeed made this rare scenario that you don't have to do it for yourself, but in order for the child to know, for your son to know that there is a halacha in the mitzvah and that it works, there's a mitzvah chinuch, despite the fact it's not on yourself. Rabbi said, just notice that there's a chinuch, mitzvah chinuch normally means, what is chinuch normally? What is a mitzvah chinuch normally? You're training your child to do the mitzvah probably when he becomes a mitzvah. Over here, the chinuch goes further than your own obligation. It's fascinating. So Rabbi Yisrael, what it seems like for me is that what happens if you've got one pair of tzitzis, person who can't afford it, or he lives in Siberia, or what?
Give it to your son.
Give it to your son. We don't find out by Dalet Minim. We don't find it by Matzah. We don't find out by Moroyah. We don't find out by Tfilin even. If you've got one, father comes first. But when it comes to tzitzis, since it's optional, you're going to give it to your son. It's incredible. I can't get over it. Look at Mishnah Berurah, just to make sure we understood it right. Siv Katan Tes, Likach Loi Tzitzis Perish, Likach Loi Beged Shel Arba Kanfas. You've got to buy a garment of four kanfas, V'lahatil Boi Tzitzis, and put on tzitzis onto it, Kedei Lechanecha B'mitzvah, in order to be mechanechim with the mitzvah. The Shiatalis, okay, that we discussed already. What's the Shiatalis? And we spoke about that. Yeah, so that we spoke of Shem Zaman and Moshe Feinstein, etc.
In Yudi says that a minute ago he was before Bar Mitzvah, you were pleased to buy it for him. And now once he's done Bar Mitzvah,
you don't have to. That's what Mishabu says, yeah. That's what he said. You don't have to. You don't have to. It's very good. We've got it nowadays. It's sure. It's in the Rizch. The Gemara says in Melachos. You know, it's very good. Moshe speaks about it. Shem Zaman. Nowadays, you know, any yid puts on, but it's beyond the letter of the law. Right, I think it's really interesting. If you really, if you get stuck in the lift, in the elevator with somebody, you know what to talk about, and you've talked about the weather, and you find yourself in the train, in the tube, and you don't know what, and it's like uncomfortable, you don't know how to speak. We've spoken about the weather, we've spoken about the politics, and about the lockdowns, and about COVID. So you want to ask something interesting. He says, hey, do you know something that you don't have to do yourself, but you have got to do, it's more stringent on your son than on yourself. No, it can't be, Yes, it can be. Here we've got Shemfusha Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Zayin. That tzorich likach tzitzis lechancho, you must purchase tzitzis for your son, although you don't have to purchase tzitzis for yourself. Now, there's another very enigmatic Mishnah Berurah over here in the name of the Ma'aril, which remains a bit of a mystery as well, maybe a little bit less so, but it's still quite a mystery, and that's what he says over here on the top of the page. I'm in the middle of Seif Kotten Yud. It says as well, Mashkos v'drosh Ma'aril, he quotes the Ma'aril, the early, very, very early. Achran, or perhaps no Rishon, really. But Rosh Maril beHilchas Nesuin. Shenu again, shegam neorim gdolim. Ein misat from betzitzis, and shenu isim leim noshim. The meaning says, Maril, that even narim gdolim, which means like bochem, do not put on tzitzis and shenu isim leim noshim until they get married. Bochem, I mean, towards the end of Seif Kotten, and towards end of Seif Kotten Yud.
Maybe that's where we didn't have from.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Maybe that's the answer.
One second. And where does that come from, says the Maril? Because the Pasuk says, Gedilim ta'aselecha, you got to put on. What's Gedilim ta'aselecha? You got to put on tzitzis. The subsequent Pasuk, literally the Pasuk after that, Kirka Cheshisha, which is referring to the mitzvah of Nisuim Kiddushin, Who dover to moi? He says the Mishnah Berurah. This is a bit of a strain. So the Maril says, "Kedilim ta'aselecha." It says, "Kedilim ta'aselecha." After "Kikei chishisha," so it sounds like that it's connected, and that you're only going to put on tzitzis when you're only going to put on the kedilim. You're only going to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis when you get married. Hu dova tamua. This is very strange. The Ad Shelo Yisa Isha. It's very strange. Is he? What do I mean? How can I be Ad Shelo Yisa Isha until he gets married? Yoshev a bottle me mitzvah tzitzis. He's not going to put on tzitzis until he gets married. How strange, says the Ma'aril. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So again, the Ma'aril says the minhag is that you only put on gdilim when you get married. That's what the Ma'aril says. And the Mishnah Berurah says, how strange. Does that mean that you're not going to put on tzitzis until you get married? And he leaves you with a question mark. And that's very strange as well, because
the married man has got a chiluk to put on the house. He's got a chiluk. He's got a white house and chiluk. But the boy doesn't have it, so what do? You have got house chiluk. You buy him a bag of tzitzis.
But, so what are you saying? I don't know. What are you answering? What are you saying? You're saying,
there must be a chiv every day for a man to wear
tallis and fin. Yeah, but that doesn't happen by chasna or by bar mitzvah. When does that happen? Well, why should the chasna? I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah's question. Why does this chiv start by chasna?
That's another question.
Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah's question.
Right. So now your tamia on why children you got chiv to give them tzitzis, and not the adults. The adults have a tallis girl that they got chiv for.
And from bar mitzvah on, there is no chiv. So from Nisuin, there is a chiyuv to put on talas gadol. But it's strange, John. I don't get it. What happens from bar mitzvah on? Oh, that's Mishnah Berurah's question. Of course, that's very strange. That's what the Machonim asked in Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean? It would make sense to, but Mishnah Berurah obviously didn't learn like that, but there would be a very simple way of understanding the Maril. There would be a very straightforward way of understanding Maril. That the Maril is only referring to a talas gadol. A talas gadol, the gdilim talas alcha is referring to talas gadol, and that happens by ikach chishisha. And before that, what do you mean? If you're still mekayim the mitzvah before that, because you put on a talas cotton, like is nowadays the minhag, right? That's exactly what we do nowadays. Bochem and children until chasna put on a talas cotton, so they mekayim the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah very obvious. That would be very straightforward, simple understanding. And the Maril, but the Mishnah Berurah obviously don't understand like that because he says, "Whoa, the Maril is so strange." He says, "You only put on gedilim by chasana, and before that, how strange!" It's as if the Mishnah Berurah didn't know that you could have put on tzitzis for many years until chasana. So the Mishnah Berurah is very hard to understand over here as well. Is the wood very simple?
Where does it say in the pasuk that means go task
carbon? Yeah, that's if obviously. Yeah. That's how. That's probably how the Mishnah Berurah lands. Yeah, that's probably that's. Yeah. It's probably how the Mishnah Berurah lands. Something on those lines. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening with Siat Ishmael. We spoke about the Tumtum and Amdriginess are obligated misafek to put on tzitz. However, they don't make a bracha. We mentioned again that women, in theory, it's time bound, and in theory, they could put it on, putting on a bracha, however, it's mechsekura. We spent some time going through the Shulchan Aruch telling us about a child, that the child is obligated to put on his mitzvah's chinuch, and the father must acquire, purchase the tzitzis for the child, which we said is very strange because you don't have an obligation on yourself, so why do you have an obligation on your child? But it sounds like a very rare halacha. We also defined the age of chinuch, which we said you've got to make sure the two the fall of tul achov, and then is additional slightly unexpected condition in the Ramah, you've got to be able to hold the tzitzit during Kiyas Shema, which lichore also is not really a key element of the key component of the mitzvah. Furthermore, we spoke about the Ma'aril, who says that the meaning is that you only put on a talus by chasna, because the posukim are right next to each other, gedirim tazelcha comes right before kiyika chesisha. It seems to have some sort of connection. Rabbi said, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening indeed.